What would your life be like if you could tune into your inner wisdom or tap into the higher realms to get the information you need, the guidance that would help you be sure you're making the right choices and taking the right steps? Well, in this episode, I'm going to be sharing 8 gut-deep ways to rely on your intuition. And there are some really awesome and easy methods. I'm going to share things like how to take the pressure off, how to build trust, and reveal one of my top secrets that helped me the most to develop my own intuition and trust in it. So buckle up and let's dive in. This is a great episode if you're interested in learning how to get into your intuition, start to use it, rely on it, and trust it, making intuition a part of your life. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Ann Ryan, your go-to intuitive coach, bringing real talk to the mystical realm on the Breathe, Love, and Magic podcast. Feel like the universe or your spirit guides aren't delivering? Maybe you're confused by esoteric lingo or which healing method to try. Well, you're in the right place, because who has time for confusion when you're trying to build a business, find love, heal and recover, or leave your partner or job? I'll turn that mumbo jumbo into clear, actionable steps that fit easily into your life. So buckle up, open that heart chakra, and let's cut through the cosmic fluff together, shall we? Good fortune favors the bold and those who aren't afraid to call it like they see it, right here on the Breathe, Love, and Magic podcast.
Hi, this is Ronnie, and the first thing I want to say to you this week is thank you so much for a wonderful response to my special, the Bioenergetic Clearing. Several of you signed up, and I've been having amazing sessions where sometimes it just blows me away working on how people feel they're not good enough, or they're not worthy, they're unlucky, or they can't find love, or they're not lovable, or whatever it is, even if it's that you feel low energy, or you're lacking motivation, whatever's going on for you, bioenergetic clearing can really make a difference. So I just want to thank you so much for the great response. I'm so happy to be able to offer this service. And the special is good for the rest of April, so you still have time to get a session for yourself. In today's program, I'm going to be talking about 8 gut-deep ways to rely on your intuition and what will help you make that happen. And if you've been listening to the Breathe, Love, and Magic podcast for a while, you know I'm all about the magic and I'm about the intuition. I love when my intuition is working for me, when I see the signs, symbols, and synchronicities that guide me and help me on my path. So I wanted to talk to you today about these 8 ways that you can rely on your intuition. And these are suggestions that will really help you connect better and rely more on your own intuitive nature. So the first one is simple. You got to take the pressure off. You know, if you put all this pressure on yourself to be perfect, to be right, to get information immediately, whatever it is, you are stressing yourself out and shutting down the communication pathways. When you want to use your intuition, especially if you're starting out, you want to begin with low pressure situations. So you don't want to right off the launching pad start working on the hardest, biggest issue in your life with your intuition and try to develop it that way, because you're too emotionally sucked in and involved. There's too much on the line. The better way to work on your intuition is to do the super simple things. That's what my book, Inklings, is really about, giving you 3 super easy, everyday, simple things that have no emotional attachment whatsoever. And that will help you a lot more to hone your intuition, develop it, start to trust it, see evidence that it's working. When you're in a super emotional situation, that's just not the place to start working on your intuition. Your emotions will cloud your connection to your inner wisdom and make it really hard to access or trust whatever you get as an answer. So if you're looking for vital answers about maybe buying or selling a home, or you want to break up with your man, or you're making investments, or you have a career issue, whatever the high-pressured situation is that's causing you stress, you might want to use other ways than pure intuition. You know, that's when you take out your cards, you use your runes, you try the I Ching or something else so that you don't have to rely on that connection. When you're super emotional and there's a lot of pressure, it just shuts down the intuitive pathways. So using your intuition with clear and focused attention most often requires a peaceful state of mind. It helps to quiet the inner chatter. And if you're stressed out, chances are you can't even shut your brain off. It just keeps going no matter what you do because you're freaking out. So you could try deep breathing and meditation, taking a walk in nature, and that might help you calm down so that you might be able to call in your angels or spirit guides or ancestors and request the support and the help you need and some answers. But if you're all balled up in some big emotional freak out, forget your intuition working. It's just not going to come through to you, or at least that's been my experience. Okay, the second way to start to trust yourself and let your intuition guide you is to become aware of the four clairs. Now, I know this is obvious, but people access information in several different ways. And I've heard about like seven clairs now and things, they just keep progressing. But anyway, I'm going to talk about the basic ones that we always hear about. So clairvoyant. Now that is for people who can see images, right? When you are clairvoyant, you get pictures in your mind's eye. And, you know, sometimes it might look like a little movie, but sometimes you might just see kind of rustic symbols. You know, it varies. It varies from person to person. Some people see very simplistic things. Some people see super colorful things, very vivid with lots of detail. Some people do see those little movies. Sometimes you just see like a heart or a bow and arrow, or the most basic symbols, and then you have to figure out what they mean. But those are all clairvoyant. The next one I want to talk about is clairaudient. And this is when you can hear voices. So you're not schizophrenic. That's not what it's about. Clairaudience is when you're hearing your higher self or your guides or your angels or your ancestors talking to you, speaking to you, or sharing words. Sometimes it's just a word. Sometimes it's a sentence. And sometimes you can actually have an internal conversation. That's all about clairaudience. That's about hearing the information. Now, there's also something called clairsentient. Clairsentience is when you can just feel it. You feel it in your body. It's more somatic experience. You can have sensations. Maybe you have chills or goosebumps, or you feel hot or cold or energy rushes. I love when I get those energy rushes. I know I'm connecting at a high level when that happens, and I always find that to be a thrill. So when you can sense things because you feel them, or you just feel like you know the answer, that is clairsentience, okay? And then the fourth one is claircognizant. And that's when you just know. You just know. You know the answer. You know the information. You know what you need to do. You just have this incredible sense of knowing that comes upon you. That is claircognizance, a sense of knowing. Now, sometimes people get like whole blocks of information all at one time. And that would probably be part of claircognizance. But sometimes there's a little audio in there. You know, sometimes these clairs overlap. And you might have the experience of more than one at the same time. It's all good information. I have found that many people have one primary way that the intuition comes through to them. Especially when you're starting out, what can really help is to strengthen the clair that stands out, the one that's most natural, the one that you're already receiving information with, because then you aren't fighting against your natural inclination. Just go with it, whichever one. If you see stuff, focus on seeing stuff. If you hear stuff, focus on listening. That kind of thing will make a big difference because you're just going with the flow then. Sometimes people get more than one, even though they're just starting out. And sometimes people use all four. Now, there are some other ones, but they're kind of rare. Like there's one that's for the sense of smell, which I think comes into play more for mediumship, when you might smell somebody's perfume or tobacco or maybe smoke from a pipe or something like that. That would be the sense of smell. There's also a sense of touch. I can't remember what they call it, but I always called it psychometry, which is the science of holding an object and feeling the energy that's in it from the owner. And I've had a lot of really good luck with that, where people just handed me items and I told them some things about the owners or the person that had it in their hands last or whatever. And that can be a lot of fun to practice. And the last one, which I think is very unusual, is a sense of taste. you know, your intuition with taste. Now, the only time this came into play for me ever was when I was having a past life experience, although I didn't know it at the time to start with. So what happened was I was eating a pomegranate for the first time. And while I loved the flavor of the pomegranate, and I can drink pomegranate juice, no problem, there was just something about the sensation of all those little pulpy seeds that completely bothered me. And then that night I had nightmares about all those little seeds. So I'm thinking that that's an intuitive sense of taste that I had some past life experience that was bad news about wherever they grow pomegranate, because it makes no sense for any other reason to have such a crazy reaction and to have bad dreams about pomegranate seeds anyway. You have to laugh. So that's about the sense of taste. All right, so those are all the clairs. Now, another thing you can do to strengthen your intuition is to do some trust exercises. So let's talk about trust building exercises. I'm a huge fan of starting with something simple, which I've already talked about. For example, if you need to commute or you drive for, 20, 30 minutes, you might want to think about the best way to go in the present moment. So there you are, you're sitting in the car, and now you get to decide which way should I go to my destination. This is a perfect example of low pressure use of your intuition. So in your mind, get the idea of which way you should go and then check your GPS, because that way you'll know if you got the right information and it was a good way to go, or if there's traffic that way and you really should go a different way. Checking your intuition against a GPS is a super low pressure way to build up trust with your skill, because that's what you need to do to start relying on your intuition, right? You want to build up trust. You want to believe in yourself. You want to feel like you're going to get good answers, that you're going to have valid information come your way that you can rely on, that you can count on, that's going to serve you for the highest good, right? So that's why I always say start with something small, like testing your sense of direction and timing against the GPS. This is great. The way to do it would be you're in the car, you're thinking about where you're going, quiet your mind and allow the answer to come to you, whichever way seems to be working best. And then before you start driving, you check the GPS. So you'll know instantly if your intuition was on target or not. And if it wasn't on target, don't sweat it. This isn't a pressure situation. Just know you're going to practice, and practice makes things better all the time, right? I mean, you don't start out being a fabulous golfer with an incredible handicap the first time you go out on the course with the golf balls and the clubs, right? The first time I hit a golf ball, I hit my boyfriend in the head with the club. So I never played golf again. All right, I digress. If driving isn't your method, you can think of something else you can guess that'll be easy and that low risk. That's the most important thing, so you can start to build up some trust. All right, the fourth method is a little bit more advanced. In case you've already been using your intuition on a regular basis and guessing that the driving route just feels too elementary, there's another way to build trust by keeping track of your intuitive hits. And what you want to do is write stuff down, you know, keep a visible record. When you keep a journal of your intuitive exercises, that's really the only proof you're going to have. And I'll tell you that using your intuition and the information you get is so fleeting. It dissipates, it disappears, it dissolves super rapidly. So if you don't write that stuff down, you are not going to remember. And this makes a tremendous difference when you can flip back through your journal and go, oh yeah, look at that. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, that was a good one, right? That makes a huge difference, because now you're keeping track and now you have evidence when you've been right, when you've been on target, when the information was spot on for whatever you were doing or wherever you were going. It's really helpful. And this gives you the evidence to go, look at that. I really am getting it. I'm getting better. My skills are being honed. I feel like I can trust this more. When you have evidence that you've been on target, that will really help you build trust as well. Think about it. That's what evidentiary mediumship is about, right? They look for real pieces of evidence of who they are speaking with before they give the message. Evidence is important in mediumship, and it's also important with your intuition. And the best way to get evidence is to keep track of what you've done intuitively. Can't recommend that enough, to write stuff down. And you know, I don't care how you do it. You can just take brief notes in a notebook. You could type it on your computer. You could make some brief notes on your phone. You could voice record it. It doesn't really matter how you do it. The point is that you do it, and that you can do it in a way that you can go back and look or listen and enjoy the evidence of your success and how your intuition kicked in and helped you. Another thing that's really helpful is to be consistent. So if you're really serious about connecting with your inner wisdom and learning to rely on your intuition, there are some things that can really help. And they're easy and they're simple and they don't take a lot of time. However, they do require consistency. That is one of the biggest builders of trust that's available to you. So when you work with your intuition on a consistent basis and practice and write things down, you'll notice your trust will develop a lot more quickly. Consistency allows you to get comfortable with your effort and learn what to expect from yourself. Your regular attempts to strengthen your intuition will definitely pay off. So what do I mean by being consistent? Well, maybe you do it once a week. Maybe you do it every weekend. Maybe you do it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's up to you what consistency looks like and how often you want to do it. My point is to whatever you decide, keep doing that same thing. That's the point, because it's in that consistency that you build your skills. And in a way, you're showing the universe that you're serious. The consistency is your commitment to developing your intuition so you can really rely on it. And commitment makes a difference no matter what you're trying to learn, right? Commitment is an important step for anything that you want to learn or advance in your life. All right, number 6 is to trust your gut. Now, I talk about this a lot when I do presentations. Your gut has a nerve, the vagus nerve. It's like the superhighway to your brain. And science has proven there are between 100 and 500 million neurons on that superhighway through the vagus nerve, from your gut to your brain, which is why they call your gut your second brain. You know, your heart is another one that's like a brain, right? You kind of have three brains. So you have your first brain, that's more logical and practical, but you have your gut. Now, here's what's really important. Intuition is coded into your human DNA because it's there to keep you safe. So let's go back to ancient humans living in caves who relied on their intuition for that sense of the hunt. Were they safe from the animals? Were they on target to catch what they needed to eat? Was someone a threat, or were they safe to allow into your community? Instinct is intuition, and we all still have instinct. You have a gut reaction, you have a gut feeling, you have a gut sense about something. Always pay attention to your gut. Always listen to your gut. Your gut will never steer you wrong. Sometimes your heart can steer you wrong because, you know, people say things like, well, the heart wants what the heart wants. You know, having been a dating coach for 20 years, what I always say is that's what your brain is for, to keep you from doing something dumb that your heart wants, because sometimes we get overly attached to things, right? You can't just let your heart run ragged over you. That's why we have logic to balance these things out. But your gut, you can trust. Your gut is instinctive. If you ever feel your safety is at risk, always listen to that inner voice. Listen to your gut. It's not about overthinking or being in your head. It's the opposite. Listening to your gut is about feeling. It's more somatic. It's more in your body. That's why it's completely different than other kinds of intuition, and you need to pay attention to it. So trust your gut. It really is your second brain. And ancient humans relied on that intuition to keep them healthy and fed and safe, right? And you can rely on it too. Trust your gut. Everyone has intuition. Everyone has this ability. It just depends on whether you choose to pay attention to it, learn to use it, start to trust it, or choose to ignore it. Okay, here's the 7th way to go gut deep with your intuition. Be playful with your intuition and the process. When it comes to trusting your intuition, play with it. Have fun. Enjoy it. Approach developing your intuition with a sense of lightness of being. Don't get all intense and super serious, because that's going to go back to tip number one. You're going to feel too much pressure. One of the best ways to take pressure off is to relax and be playful and just have fun. That will make it so much easier and a lot more entertaining. I know that intuition these days, people are talking about it all the time. And for people who are just getting started, I will tell you that it's a lot easier than you think. And the veil, as they call it, is so much thinner now than often people who simply put forward the intention that they want to start using their intuition and working with it. It just starts to happen. It's amazing. You know, years ago, I struggled and worked really, really hard to develop my intuition, and I worked at it for years. But once I started teaching people how to use their intuition, I was blown away by how fast people picked it up. So the last piece of advice I want to share with you is practice with other people. So you can just practice with one other friend, or you could get a group together. But let me just tell you the beauty of working with a group. It's amazing. When you practice with one other person at least, and you both focus on the same thing to get your intuitive hit or idea for how to handle something, to find a solution, to have a better understanding of what's going on in your life, to figure out what your next step is, whatever's going on that you need help with. When you work with somebody else and you both focus, now you've got two pieces of intuitive input, not just one. Plus, how many times this happens so often, you'll get such similar information, which will show you that you're both on track. When you get information that's aligned with somebody else, that is your confirmation, your proof that you are getting real solid information from the higher realms. And I have found over the years, working with somebody else is so magical. First of all, it's fun, you know, me and my priorities. And in addition, it's so comforting and so confirming. It really helps. And let's not forget, when you work with somebody else, you're amplifying the energy, because now there's two of you. And combined, your energy is worth the energy of four. I don't remember where this idea originated. Please forgive me, but I can tell you the truth about it. It is 100% accurate when you start working with a friend to build your intuition together, or just to call up and say, oh my gosh, this and this happened and I need your intuitive hit. You know, what does this mean? Like my girlfriend Carrie always calls me. And we talk about, is this 1-800-PSYCHICS? And then we tell each other what's going on. And then we both tune in while we're on the phone to see, what are we going to do about this? What's the solution? What's an answer? How can I approach it? Here's a perfect example. Her granddaughter, they just discovered she had lice. And she was all freaked out, my friend Carrie, because she didn't want to go through the whole thing. And she felt she did not have lice. So she asked me, she said, I want to hear a yes or no answer. And she said that before she even told me what the question was. And in my head, I heard no. And then she said, do I have lice? I'm like, I heard no. She goes, well, I'm doing one treatment myself, but I'm not going to rip the house apart. You don't have to. You don't have lice. So that's how we use this method. We connect. We call each other. We ask the question. We get an answer. We let it go. We believe what we get. And it's just so darn useful. Rather than spinning your wheels and running in circles, once you really trust your partner or whoever you're working with or yourself, you just save yourself so much aggravation and angst, because you just know, I heard no. I'm going to believe that. We've got a good track record. I'm moving on. You know, stuff comes up all the time. So when you have a friend that you can work with on a regular basis, or you might have a couple different friends you work with, it will change the way you deal with your intuition in a huge way. It deepens your practice. It allows you to feel more in touch with that inner wisdom. It's just an additional layer of possibility and strength to the depth of your intuition and the messages that you can get from the higher realm. So I cannot say enough about group work, which is why I'm going to go back to talking about the Intuitive Mastermind, which starts on Wednesday, April 17th, 11 a.m. Eastern. When you work in a group setting, it amplifies everyone's energy and helps everyone access that information, that intuition highway, that connection to your inner wisdom, so much stronger. It's so much stronger. It gets amplified. And this is what I was talking about earlier. The Intuitive Mastermind is an incredible experience. And I'm going to tell you how I learned about this. 25 years ago, I took a year-long class on working with past lives. Every single week we got together, there were six women and the teacher, and we would focus on somebody different and whatever their concern or issue was, or if they had a dream or the situation was going on with them. And we would all work together for that one woman. We would work on one person's issue that week, and we all would tune in to find the past lives. So what became obvious was how much we got similar information. Now, it might not have looked the same. Like somebody might have said, you really need to hone in on the truth. You need to really focus and get to the heart of the matter. And then somebody else might have seen the symbol of a heart. They might have seen, you know, a bow and arrow and then a target up ahead. And that's a similar thing, right? To hone in on the center of things, to look at the heart of the situation. So what happened was we all started to get information that was very similar, even if it looked a little different or sounded a little different. And the end result, the messages were amazingly similar for each one of us who did this intuitive work. And so what I caught on to was that working together consistently really helped us amplify our abilities. It strengthened the energy so that we could connect at deeper levels and get to the bottom of whatever the information was, the answers, the solutions that were needed. That's what happens in the Intuitive Mastermind. So coming back to present, I'm starting a new Intuitive Mastermind beginning Wednesday, April 17th. Once a month, we're going to meet and we're going to go around the circle and address everyone's situation. There won't be more than 10 women, so the meeting that's monthly will be up to 90 minutes depending on the number of people. Everybody gets to practice and share, and there's no pressure because sometimes people don't get anything, and you know what? That's perfectly fine. There's only learning. There's only practice. Then there's also Voxer, a free voice messaging app. And so if you had questions during the month as you're working on your intuitive practice, you can always reach out and ask me, and I will respond within 24 hours. In addition, there's going to be office hours for laser coaching, and you can have a 10-minute private session with me to talk about anything you want, whether it's about working with your intuition or a situation in your life that you need more insight about. Everything is listed on the page, which is intuitiveedge.biz/circle. So you can go there and read all of the information about the program that starts on April 17th for the Intuitive Mastermind. And then I'm going to be offering a group bioenergetic clearing every month. So if you're part of the Intuitive Mastermind, you also get that clearing for free. Now, this is a really good piece that I'm adding to the program. I'm going to be providing each member of the Mastermind with a private recorded oracle card reading, and that's on a monthly basis. So you're going to get your own private oracle card reading every single month that you're in the Mastermind. This program is really comprehensive. You'll also have access to some other goodies and events that I offer throughout the year. So it's really about if you're ready. Are you ready to take that step to be committed to your intuitive development, to start to really learn about it, practice it, trust it, use it, and rely on it? Are you ready to be in this kind of supportive environment where you can share with women who are learning just like you are? One thing I will tell you is you're going to have fun, because I don't want to do anything if it's not fun. I'm sorry, that's just one of my rules in life. If we're going to be doing this, we're going to have a good time doing it. So it's not about seriousness, but it is about being committed to learning your intuition and showing up and using it and working with it and improving it for your own benefit and for the benefit of everyone in the group. So that is the Intuitive Mastermind. It starts on Wednesday, April 17th, 11 a.m. Eastern. And if you want to join, just visit intuitiveedge.biz/circle so you can be a part of that Intuitive Mastermind circle. I would love to have you there. If you have any questions, you can also contact me through intuitiveedge.biz. There's a contact page. So if you have any questions, you can just write me a message and I will respond within 24 hours. Anyway, I just want to thank you for listening today. And if the Intuitive Mastermind resonates with you, I would love to have you be a part of it. I already have 2 people signed up. So if you are interested, don't hesitate and sign up at intuitiveedge.biz/circle. And I'll see you in the Mastermind Wednesday, April 17th. Thank you for joining me in this sacred space on your journey to clarity and spiritual growth. If you're at a crossroad in the middle of a life crisis or challenge, try intuitive coaching or book an intuitive or past life reading at intuitiveedge.biz. Enjoyed our time together? Please rate, review, and share this podcast with a friend to spread the magic. Until next time, this is Ronnie Ann Ryan, wishing you love and magic.